this is. In awe, the first time you realized it. A Stargate Atlantis fanfic, written by Respo FTW and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Rodney McKay, John Shepard. With additional tags for Rodney POV, Love Confession, Getting Together, spoilers for various Season 1 episodes, Smart John, and as part of the series, 35 Ways to Say I Love You in the Pegasus Galaxy. Summary. John is intelligent. Rodney likes that. It all started with a picture of the solar system. An incredibly detailed picture of the solar system, which belied the sheer amount of hair gel used on the head that had imagined it. Rodney had always been attracted to brains over beauty, something a lot of people found hard to believe. Just because he wasn't shy about letting someone know when he found them physically appealing didn't mean that looks were all he went for. Looks weren't even a big part of what Rodney went for. For Rodney, it was all about, well, okay, 90% about the brain. Of course, the flyboy that had produced an almost perfect reproduction of the solar system was also one of the most physically attractive people Rodney had ever seen outside of the movies. Which, given the number of stupidly attractive people that worked for the SJC, was saying something. Rodney had always half wondered if they only recruited gorgeous people. Although, what edge that gave them when it came to protecting Earth from alien invasions, he didn't know. Even he himself had been somewhat thinner in body and thicker in hair when he was hired. He certainly hadn't had much trouble finding someone to share his bed anyway. As long as he kept his mouth shut. So, John, or Shepard, as Rodney stalwartly calls him, is quickly pushed into the folder in his head marked Passing Fantasies, something that is made easier when he hears that Shepard didn't immediately jump at the offer of a ticket to Atlantis. He couldn't be as smart as Rodney had thought he was, not if he had almost turned this down. Arriving in Atlantis was one of the most awe-inspiring moments of Rodney's life. The first 3 minutes, anyway. It all got a bit terrifying after that, with the shield threatening to collapse and their military leader getting killed by some kind of space vampire. And really, Rodney should have paid more attention to the SG team reports. The SGC didn't do easy. Not in the Milky Way, and definitely not in the Pegasus Galaxy. Somewhere in amongst all that terror, John Shepard had impressed him again. 720 possible permutations of a gate address from the 6 symbols that Ford had provided. The answer calculated in a blink by Shepard. After everything had calmed down, his new definition of calm, anyway. Rodney hacked the major's file and was unsurprised to learn of Shepard's master's in applied mathematics. Unsurprised and incredibly turned on. His crush on Shepard was easy enough to put aside. Between going off-world for the first time, dealing with annoying kids, getting drunk with Carson after the Hoffman debacle, dealing with the Genii, and trying to keep the city from killing them, Rodney simply didn't have the time to dwell on his attraction to Shepard. Or anyone else. It never fully disappeared, though, always ready to rear its head when Shepard let slip just how smart he really was. Like calculating the 840 years it would take to reach M55224 by jumper and the amount of time it would take Ford to multiply 12 by 36. Those flashes of intelligence were depressingly rare. Shepard chose to hide behind the mask of Flyboy too often, almost as if he was afraid of letting people know that his IQ outstripped half of Rodney's science department. It was the one thing Rodney found unattractive about the major, his refusal to embrace his intellect. He didn't even mind the chest hair or the ears. He probably should have realized much sooner than he did that this was more than a crush. He should have realized when Kolya had a knife to his back, when he thought he was going to die. He should have realized when Gaul lay dying in front of him, and all he could think of was Shepard going after the Wraith alone. He should have realized when his last thoughts as he watched Hayes die were of spiky hair and pointy ears. He should have realized when the sight of John and Shia together caused his gut to turn painfully in jealousy. Instead, he realized when Kolya had them dead to rights and John's life was on the line. "You're a member of Mensa?" Rodney's eyes widened in surprise. "Oh my God," he whispered, suddenly struck dumb with the realization. "I'm in love with you." "You want to talk about this now, Rodney?" Rodney shook himself. John was right. This was not the time for love confessions. This was the time for solving puzzles and finally getting his ZPM and... Jesus Christ, was that a flashbang? "What the hell just happened?" Rodney yelled, rubbing frantically at his eyes. "Sorry," John said sheepishly. "I had no way to tell you what was coming." Rodney rescued the ZPM from the wall as John dealt with Kolya. In amongst the joy of getting his hands on a ZPM and the disappointment of Alina's betrayal, it was surprisingly easy for him to push his ill-timed confession from his mind. At least until John fell into step next to him as they trudged empty-handed towards the gate. "I never joined Mensa," John admitted hesitantly. "Just took the test. In case that, you know, changes things or whatever." Rodney turned his head to stare at John. That almost sounded like his little slip of the tongue was welcomed. One look into John's eyes, and Rodney knew that it was. He grinned. "Well, Major, lucky for you, we have a chapter on Atlantis. You could become an honorary member." John groaned. What the hell had he let himself in for? The end. Atha's Nuts. Thank you to everyone on Tumblr who helped me pinpoint all the intelligent John moments in the show. There's so many of them.